A Purdue University study says the number of cases nationwide of workers getting stuck in grain storage operations, also known as grain entrapments, went up to 38 last year compared to 34 in 2008. Some cases were fatal. OSHA wants to get the number back down. The Wisconsin Agri-Service Association handles local outreach for OSHA. Executive Director John Petty says he's not sure how many grain entrapments took place in the state. But OSHA inspectors are serious about sending a message.
Obviously, with some of the fines that we have seen, not just in Wisconsin, but in other states, that I would describe it as a new sheriff in town.
OSHA has already fined the Wisconsin-based Cooperative Plus Incorporated, or CPI, $721,000 after a worker was trapped in frozen soybeans for 4 hours. They also imposed another fine for $375,000 for safety violations. CPI says it hasn't had time to consider OSHA's allegations in detail. The company says if it needs to make changes to protect the safety and health in the workplace, it will do so. But it'll fight any OSHA citations that are factually or legally without merit. OSHA can only inspect commercial facilities, but not farms, where over half of the grain entrapments in 2009 took place nationwide. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.